Well, it's not so wonderful if you're an engineer in this country and someone has taken your job for one-fifth the salary in Bangalore, India. It's not so wonderful when we lose 3 to 4 million jobs and probably tens of millions of more jobs to companies that want to access 30-cent-an-hour labor. We can't compete with that.
So what should the United States do? This book contains a prescription. What are you calling for?
Well, first of all, our trade policy is pulling the rug out from under workers and farmers in this country. We have a $700 billion trade deficit a year, $2 billion a day, which means that we're selling part of our country every day. In addition to that, we're setting up American workers to say, you compete against 30-cent-an-hour labor someplace, or if you can't, sorry, you're out of luck. I'm just saying that after a century of building a middle class with good jobs that pay well and good benefits and having pride in Made in America, I'm saying that this doesn't work anymore. In the last two decades, saying to corporations or having corporations say, here's our new plan. We're going to produce where it's cheap, sell in the United States, and run the income through the Cayman Islands to avoid paying taxes. I'm saying that doesn't work for our country, and we have to change. I've got a lot of solutions in the book. First, you know, take the obvious steps. Get rid of the pernicious or goofy tax credit that says if you fire your workers, shut down your manufacturing plant, and move to China, we'll give you a tax cut for doing it. First thing to do is do the easy things and shut down that. I've tried four times in the Senate with amendments and lost. So, what I'm trying to do is light a fuse to see if I can cause a bit of trouble on these trade policies to say it's time to stand up for our country's economic interest in international trade.